जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जन बल्लभ गिरिवरधारी, गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवरधारी, यशोदानन्दन व्रज जनरञ्जन, यशोदानन्दन व्रज जनरञ्जन, यशोदानन्दन व्रज जनरञ्जन, यमुना तीरा वनचारी, यमुना तीरा वनचारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, कृष्णा हरे Bye. Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Paramahansa Paribraja Gacharya Ashtatara Sato Sri Srimad Srila Bhaktivedanta Arvinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. ISKCON BVT Founder Acharya is Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Ananta Kodi Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai. Samaveda Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai. Radha Shyama Sundar Jiv Ki Jai. Krishna Balaram Jiv Ki Jai. Radha Damodar Jiv Ki Jai. Jashoda Damodar Ki Jai. Gornitai Bhagavan ki jai, Samavita Vishnu Brinda ki jai, Gaur Pramanandi Hari. All glories to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. All glories to Sri Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Namaskritam Narancaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasatim Vyasam Toto Jayam Udiraye Nasta Prayesu Avadresu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttamah Sloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtaki Mukham Karati Vachalam Pangulangayate Girim Kripa tamaham bande Sri Guru Dinatarinam
Sri
Chaitanya Isharam
Paramananda
Madhavam. Thank you. So, today we are serving Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto, third chapter. Text 2. Third canto, third chapter, Srila Prabhupada, title is The Lord's Pastime Out of Vrindavan. It's interesting, the whole chapter is that how much Brajavasi loves Krishna. When you look at from outside Vrindavan, you see very emotional, very intense. But when you are in Vrindavan, it's difficult. Because outside Vrindavan, it's comparative. They're comparing love with the, like Devaki versus Yashoda Devi, Vasudev versus Nanda Maharaj, like this, or comparing. Then they see the intensity and purity of Brajavasi's love. So this verse about Lord Krishna and Balaram, went to his Gurukul, their Gurukul teacher, or Guru Sandipani Muni's ashram. Sandipane,
Sandipane,
Sakrit,
Sakrit,
Proktam,
Proktam,
Sandipane, Sakrit, Proktam,
Sandipane, Sakrit, Proktam,
Brahma,
Brahma,
Aditya,
Aditya,
Sa,
Sa,
Vistaram,
Vistaram,
Brahma, Aditya, Sa, Vistaram,
Tasmei
Pradat
Baram
Putram
Tasmei
Pradat Baram Putram
Mritam
Pancha
Jana
Udarat Mritam
Pancha
Jana Udarat Sandipane Sakrit Proktam
Sandipane Sakrit Proktam
Brahma Aditya Savistaram
Brahma Aditya Savistaram
Tasmei Pradat Baram Putram
Tasmei Pradat Baram Putram
Mritam Pancha Jana Udarat
Mritam Pancha Jana Udarat
Sandipane Sakrit Proktam
Sandipane Sakrit Proktam
Brahma Aditya Savistaram
Brahma Aditya Savistaram
Tasmei Pradat Baram Putram
Tasmei Pradat Baram Putram
Mritam Pancha Jana Udarat
Mritam Pancha Jana Udarat
Please chant.
Sandipane Sakrit Proktam
Sandipane Sakrit Proktam
Brahma Aditya
Savistaram Sandipane,
Sandipane
of Sandipani Muni. Sakrit, once only. Proktam, instructed. Brahma, all the Vedas with their different branches of knowledge.
Aditya,
after studying. sabistaram, in all details,
tasmei,
unto him,
pradat,
rewarded, varam,
the benediction,
putram,
his son,
mritam,
who was already dead,
panchajana,
the reign of the departed soul,
udarat,
from within.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The Lord learned all the Vedas with their different branches simply by hearing them once from His teacher, Sandipani Muni, whom He rewarded by bringing back His dead son from the region of Jama Loka. Purport. No one but the Supreme Lord can become well-versed in all the branches of Vedic wisdom simply by hearing once from his teacher. Nor can anyone bring a dead body back to life after the soul has already gone to the region of Jamaraj. But Lord Krishna ventured to the planet of Jamaloka and found the dead son of his teacher and brought him back to his father as a reward for the instructions received. The Lord is constitutionally well-versed in all the Vedas, and yet to teach by example that everyone must go to learn the Vedas from an authorized teacher and must satisfy the teacher by serving and reward. He himself adopted this system. The Lord offered his service to his teacher, Sandipani Muni, and the Muni, knowing the power of the Lord, asked something which was impossible to be done by anyone else. The teacher asked them his beloved son, who had died, be brought back to him. And the Lord fulfilled the request. The Lord is not, therefore, an ingrate to anyone who renders him some sort of service. The devotees of the Lord who always engage in his loving service are never to be disappointed in the progressive march of devotional service. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Genanjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Guru Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamhayam Dadatisya Padantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Juta Pada Kamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamsha Sri Rupam Sagra Jatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sabadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishaka Nitamsha Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Namami Namaste Sarasate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatadeshatari Namo Mahabhadanaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurakushe Nama He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namaste Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sukhi Pranamami Hariye Bhakta Vihinaya Aparada Lakshe Shiptascha Kamadi Taranga Madhye Kripa Maitam Saranam Prapanna Brinde Namaste Charanaravindam Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Sivadasari Gaurabhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, brothers and mothers. This is a beautiful chapter, so many pastimes. I remember reading Krishna book few decades back, but I had a question like, how is that? If you know your student is all-knowing, omniscient, how are you going to teach it? Either you have to be covered, or you don't know. Maybe you know partial, but not completely, that he's omniscient, sarvagya. He knows everything. So Gopal Champu, Srila Jiva Goswami Pad, in Uttarakhand, chapter 8, I'm not going to read the whole thing because it will take an hour. Beautiful chapter. Explains this. So I'll paraphrase what I understood. This is also in Chaitanya Bhagavat. This same Sandipani Muni, the teacher, came as Gangadas Pandit. When the rumor started in Navadvip, this is you can read in Chaitanya Bhagavat, also Adi Khanda 2.99 and text 26. It says, Navadvipe vaiche adhapak. Adhapak means professor or teacher. Shiramani, means the jewels or crown jewels. Gangadas Pandit se hena sandipana. So Gangadas Pandit came in Mahaprabhu's lila as sandipani. Sandipani Muni came as a Gangadas. There was a rumor spread in Navadvip that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nimai, is Supreme Absolute Truth. And different devotee, even associate, took it in a different way. They had a little doubt. Even Srimati Radharani, who manifested or came as a Gadadhar Pandit, had a doubt on it too. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned, I would say Nimai Pandit, otherwise he'll be confused to me. Nimai Pandit came back from Gaya. He was exhibiting deep attachment to chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra and exhibiting ecstasy. So Advaita Acharya Prabhu from Santipur came to Navadvip, and those who have been to Mayapur, you know, it's just a, what is it, 1 mile, something like that from our ISKCON temple. On the right side, if you go to birthplace, and right there, near. Advaita Acharya's house. So Advaita Acharya already tested Nimai, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, out of his compassion to Advaita Acharya, he displayed universal form also. So one such occasion, Advaita Acharya was worshipping Shalagram, and then Nimai just appeared there, arrived there with some other boys, and just by seeing the Tulasi Maharani and Shalagram, he fainted. He went in ecstasy. So Advaita Acharya, he was worshipping all his paraphernalia there. He took it out and started worshipping this boy, Nimai. Now don't do this, we don't do that, unless it's proven. So he started worshipping Nimai, and Gadadhar Prabhu was there. Gadadhar Prabhu is Srimati Radharani. Everybody knows, without Radharani you cannot actually have darshan of Lord Krishna. Srila Prabhupada very nicely writes this in a letter to Jayananda Prabhu regarding Mr. Patel donating a deity of Krishna. So Prabhupada said, we Gaudiya, follower of Radha's Krishna. We do not worship Krishna alone. And worshipping Krishna without Radharani is imperfect and incomplete. I don't know how many of you, maybe. There was a life member named Atma Singh in Calcutta. And I remember in early 80s, he used to come to Mangalarti. So he tell a story, he asked Prabhupada a question in 3C Albert Road, that temple. Maharaj, who came first? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Krishna? Who came? Who arrived first? Anybody would like to guess? Unless you know the answer already. You know who appeared first? Yes?
Simultaneously.
But that's not exactly what Prabhupada's answer. But you are right also. Prabhupada said, Radharani came first. And then he quoted that verse 4.6. Ajo pishan abhayatma bhutanam ishara opisham. Prakritim sham adhistaya sambhavami atmamayaya. By my internal potency I manifest. Krishna never said I manifest. By my internal potency. So Radharani's mercy has to come first before Krishna appear in your life. That's why we accept Guru. Guru represent Balaram Prabhu, Sandini potency, and Radharani, Ladini potency. So Gadadhar Prabhu says to Advaita Acharya, you are very scholar, you know the philosophy, you know the Vedanta. Why you worshipping this young boy, giving up the worshipping of Vishnu, the Supreme Lord? This is not proper. Now Advaita Acharya, while worshipping, conversing, you know, because he has to answer, he is offering the incense and lamp to Nimai, who is in an unconscious state, in ecstasy state. He said, Gadada, how long you want to stay in ignorance? This is called Hari Kirtan. You know, you do Kirtan during the Arati. So he is telling him, how long you want to stay in ignorance? That Goloknath, the Lord of Golok, is him. Gadada Prabhu. Of course, Radharani is covered by Jogamaya also. I like that definition Nagaraj Prabhu mentioned, Prabhupada mentioned. I hope you all remember. Can you all say the definition or how do you know what is Jogamaya? Prabhupada put it very nice. Nagaraj Prabhu was giving class, he mentioned. Say, Aghatana. Ghatana. Patiyashi. Lila Shakti. This is a first class definition of Jogamaya. What is conceivable can become inconceivable. What is inconceivable can become conceivable by the arrangement of this Mataji named Jogamaya. Perfect definition. of Yogamaya. So, Gadadhar Pandit and Advaita Acharya having conversation. And Gadadhar Pandit says, how you come up with this that he is Goloknath? He says, Gadadhar, it has to be searched out. Yatavadeva jigyasam, jigyasam tat atmana. You have to search out. Just search out means even we hear, we have to contemplate. We have to reflect. Then we can assimilate. If we do not contemplate what we hear, we cannot reflect. And without reflection, assimilation will not come. Prabhupada put this in second canto, beautiful 8.4 verse. Srinata sadhaya nittam grinantasya cheshtitam kalena nati dhirgena bhagavan vishate ridhi. Bhagavan, the Lord will appear in your heart. Of course, you will be thinking like, how can Lord will appear? He is already there, isn't it? He claims he is there. Yes, he is there, but he is not visible. He will appear by hearing. It has to come from outside and ignite, then he will appear. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, when Vasudev Maharaj took Mathura Krishna to Vrindavan, Vrindavan Krishna, Mother Yashoda's son was already there, but he did not see. This is in Hari Vamsa. He gives citation. So why I'm bringing this? So when Vrindavan Krishna already there, then Mathura Krishna comes, he merged into you. So he gives. When we feel attraction towards Vrindavan Krishna, we are attracted to Vrindavan Krishna, then super soul will merge in our, in that new Krishna appear in our heart. And if you look at it, 15.17, Prabhupada says, Tasmat sarira samuthaya parama jyoti rupena abhinishpadyate. That super soul comes out from the conditioned soul when they are out of matter, merge into Brahma Jyoti. So Brahma Jyoti is not only effulgence, it is also made of soul. Chapter 16 in Ishopanishad, Prabhupada writes, the soul coming from the Brahma Jyoti also. So it's a constitute of super soul, soul and Angakanti, or effulgence of Krishna's devotion. It's very, not a complex, it's just hearing is enough. We don't have to search out too much, but at least we should know. So back to this. So Gangadas, he also heard that Nimai is Supreme Lord. He said, if he is Supreme Lord, I have to test him out. So Nimai had a bow, you all know, a beautiful pastime. I'm just thinking how much to tell. Okay, I'll tell maybe just a brief on this, that Nimai, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, has only two functions. He's Lilamaya and Karunamaya. Everything he did out of his compassion, no other purpose. But how it is compassion, it has to be searched out. So for an example, he would get up early morning before his parents notice, sneak out, and goes in Navadvip, locks the door from outside. You know, when you go to sleep in your house, you lock the door from where? From inside. So when you need to get out in the morning, you go out. Nimai goes out and he, all these thousands of brahmanas' house, he locked the door from outside. Now in the morning, they don't have a toilet like in America. They have a toilet little far. Little far, I mean sometimes could be half mile. Because they don't want to keep it, it's a foul smell, you know. So the head of the family, Brahmana, wakes up, he's trying to open the door, it's not opening. All these thousands of them, trying to open the door, it's not opening. And he's like getting disturbed. How is this happened? Never happened before. Of course, you don't expect that. Then finally, he looks it through the window. Nimai is laughing. Ha ha ha. Nimai, he's the one who did it. Nimai. And the Mataji, Brahmana's wife says, shh, the children are sleeping. Because the Brahmana wakes up before Brahma Muhurta, 1 hour, 30 minutes before morning sun. But the Brahmana is saying, but the door he locked from outside. Shh, but the children are sleeping. I know, but I need to go to the bathroom. It's emergency. Otherwise, I will embarrass myself. But Nimai is laughing. Then finally, Nimai comes and opens all the doors, one by one by one. And from that day, every day morning they wake up, they first thing they think of Nimai. You know why? Because they are impersonalists. Jogamaya arranged them to come to Navadvip, but they don't want to believe God has a form. So Nimai tricked them in their head. As soon as they get up, they think of Nimai. If the door is locked, okay, door is open. Nimai is not there. They like force. You heard that when they chant Gayatri, when somebody chant Gayatri, never ever disturb. It's a horrible thing you can do. When someone is chanting Gayatri, you never want to disturb. But what did Nimai do? He goes underwater, pull the leg of those Brahman who was chanting Gayatri. Now you're thinking like, why Nimai did this? Not that he wants to be mischievous God. He is forcing them to think of him. Because this is his extreme compassion. Indirectly, he delivered them. They all went back home because of meditation of Nimai. Not in a proper way, but in a wrong way, you can say. So Gangadas Pandit, he was thinking, I want to test also. So from that incident, why I brought that? Because from that incident, Nimai was told by his father, you cannot go to Ganga more than once. Only with me to take bath. Because you're doing mischievous activity, pulling leg when somebody's chanting Gayatri, that's not proper. So Nimai says, okay, Baba, father, I will not go. So Gangadas, he knows. He said, if he is God, then he can break that rules, or he will do something mystical that nobody knows. So Gangadas went in the, this is same Sandipani Muni that we are discussing. So he went there, and every day he does worshipping to the Mother Ganges. While he was worshipping, he did not sit on the bank. He goes up to the neck, you know, and he's holding on the left hand flower and some naivedya, some bhoga to offer to Ganges. So he's chanting mantra and giving. But he purposely left the ghee lamp on the bank, purposely. And Nimai is his student with other students. They are there on the bank. And he knows that Nimai already took bath. He will not touch Ganges because he promised to his father he will not touch Ganges until his father calls him for noontime. So how is he going to bring the lamp? So he said, Nimai, I want you to bring the lamp. I forgot to bring the lamp. This is about, you know, 15 feet or 10 feet, you know, far in the water. So Nimai is thinking, I have to follow my guru's order. At the same time, I have to follow my father's promise. So how is he going to do? He's thinking, well, I'll try my best. Then all of a sudden, lotus petal and flower just popped as he's stepping on the water. He never stepped on water. It was a lotus flower. And just popping, and then he's going one by one by one. Then Gangadas Pandit understood. This is not ordinary. He is supreme. Must be mystical. Now you may say that was it possible for him to teach Nimai when he knows the conception of Gangadas was not completely full-fledged Brajabashi's mood, neither Mathura mood. You all know the difference between Mathura mood and in this reference, because in Gopal Champu, Jiva Goswami Pad gives big, like a whole conversation. How do you feel if somebody tells you about your discussion with somebody and this person is narrating about your discussion, your realization, you mention to someone and you hear it. Is that tasteful? Sure. In Vrindavan, this is what they do every day. Jiva Goswami Pad writes that there is a two wonderful speaker. Their name is Madhu Kanta and Snigdha Kanta and Madhu Kanta. Means when they speak, they have it evokes affection for the Lord. Snigdha Kanta, the word that they use when they speak, it evokes natural affection for Krishna and it nourishes. So these two speakers are in the court of Nanda Maharaj. So Nanda Maharaj has a court every day and these two speakers will stand in one side, one speaker other, and they will converse. And they are talking about Nanda Maharaj, about the Brajabasi, what they did, when they did, what happened, this, that. And Nanda Maharaj is like listening and says, yeah, what happened after that? Because it's like recalling and he's emotional, you know, he loves Krishna. And then Madhuprata will say, well, you almost wanted to cry, but you are little resistant because you just said your son is not God. But then your brother came and brother said, absolutely Krishna is not God. Don't worry. Because how can God will act like this? God comes, my nephew comes, he grabbed my neck. Uncle, I cannot live without you. I want to play. You think God will ever do this? Impossible, God never does this. He said he cannot live without me. There is no such thing God can live without me. So therefore, my nephew is not God. And then he composes a song and he makes a drama and that whole court become a party of singing, dancing about Krishna is not God. Don't worry about it. Now we don't practice that. But in Vrindavan, so Nanda Maharaj creates this. So Gopal Champu, Jiva Goswami Pad, narrates like this. So one narration in relation to today's purport, that in Mathura, what caused Krishna and Balaram to go to Guru's place first? What caused? Why that idea that they need to be taught by teacher? Vasudev, Devaki, they already know partially that he is God and sometimes they think they are my children. But they are very much promoted that they are his supreme power. So there was a big celebration after Kangsa passed away. You know, when Kangsa passed away, there was a chaos. I'm sure you all are familiar. Kangsa was not just a king of Mathura. He was the gang leader of the entire demoniac race at that time. All this agent that he had, Agasura, Bakasura, they did not just come and join. He had to defeat each one of them. His punch, just the punch, musti, no. One punch can take you out of gravitation. 800 miles. That was the Kubalaya Pido. That elephant is a big mystic yogi. He would take a different form. But he was thinking, who is this young boy? He went on top of the Mandar Hill and he was fighting, challenging the whole world, anybody here. And Kubalaya Pido was thinking, really? I am the most powerful, let me see. So as he approached, Kangsa gave a one punch, took him 800 miles out of the space and brought him back where Jarasandha having a lunch. Jarasandha saw with his, those days they did not have a government demarcation, which country belongs to who. Everything was demarcated by mountain or river. This king owns this side of the river, this king owns, you know, like that's how the demarcation was. Or a big mountain. So Jarasandha was conquering. After hearing from Kubala Epido about this young boy who is ruling Mathura, he said, "I have to make a troop. How to do it?" He said, "There is no way you can even think of competing. I never saw a man like this, so extremely powerful." And then he narrated the story that I witnessed. He met Parashuram. We all know Parashuram is Krishna incarnation, killed 18 times or 21 times to subdue the Kshatriya race, who are not acting as a Kshatriya. So Kamsa knows Parashuram. He went and paid obeisances to Parashuram and folded hand, he's doing parikrama. Parashuram said, "I'll kill you." He said, no, you cannot kill me." He said, "Do you know who I am?" He said, "Oh, I know very well. You are Parashuram. All the ruler of the world are afraid of you. But I'm not afraid." He said, "Why you are not afraid?" He said, "Because I'm not a Kshatriya. I'm a demon. I'm acting like a demon. I'm not doing anything wrong." And Parashuram started smiling. He said, "You are smart, tricky." So he didn't kill Kamsa. So like this, Kamsa actually subdued all. So then, why did I hear that? Oh, that's right. So when Krishna killed Kamsa, we just read, other day somebody gave class, Krishna didn't have to do anything to kill him. But to show the world, he has to drag him from the Singhasan and you know, move like this, left, right. See, everybody, he's dead. But he had thousands of demoniac friends who are also in the assembly. They are like builder, our leader is dead, what to do? And at that time, Krishna's meeting with Vasudeva and Devaki, he confessed, Krishna is such a dynamic pastime performer. He's telling in front of all, and Uddhava is witnessing, "My dear mother, my dear father, due to fear of Kamsa, I have to hide in Brajadam." Now Uddhava is thinking, all Kamsa's friends are around. What they're thinking when they're listening this? Oh, he was afraid of Kamsa, but he was not. But Krishna created in such a way, Uddhava felt, "Oh, I know he's my Lord, but why is he speaking like this? I know all the Kamsa's agent around, they are disturbed. They want to attack now. Now what will happen? Another mess." So Uddhava intervened. "My Lord, if you don't mind, we don't have any king. You just kill the king. Can you coronate a king? Because Kamsa's mess, all his friends, they may attack right now. You are in the middle of it." Of course, Krishna knows everything, but still he has to make it a show that benefits everybody. It's not like to show off, but to benefit everybody. So Krishna went in the top of the, you know, every big city in Vedic culture, they have a announcer on the top of a, like a hilly area. And there will be a big amplifier type of, not electronic, but something like that. And so Krishna went there, he says, "Okay, bring our grandfather, Ugrasen Maharaj." So they brought the Ugrasen Maharaj. Now you imagine, he was in house arrest by Kamsa. When you are in house arrest, you are like depressed. Anyway, it's like not a very attractive feature looks. But they brought him in front. So then Krishna paid obeisances because his grandfather. He said, "Right now we are going to coronate you as a king." Jiva Goswami Pad very nicely explained. So then Ugrasen said, "Me, king? I was in jail. I don't have any strength. I'm an old man. How am I going to take care of anything?" He said, "Grandfather, look at up in the sky." He looks at up in the sky. 33 million demigod goddess. They are all folding hand, praying to Krishna and offering flower. He said, you see, they are all offering flower and paying obeisances to me, and I'm paying obeisances to you. You just sit down there and order. Don't have to do it. See, you all are doing everything for me and I am asking you to do it, then you don't have to do anything. Just sit down on the throne and just order what you need to do. So instantly he was coronated as emperor, successor. After, of course, he was emperor before Kongsa. Kongsa just put him into. So then what happened? After this, then whole episode took place. Then they thought there should be some purificatory ceremony. So they did a very short purificatory ceremony. After purificatory ceremony, Krishna remembered. Even though Krishna is in Mathura, he is absorbed in Vrindavan. Now some of you, because I have a little technical thing, I think, some of you may think like, that means Mathura Vasi is not feeling complete with Krishna? No, they are feeling complete. But there is a reason why Krishna is exhibiting this affection towards Vrindavan, Brajavasi, is more than Mathura Vasi. Not that they are incomplete. Every rasa is complete. Prabhupada said this to Upendra Prabhu. Very nice conversation, 1968, Prabhupada said. All the relationship is complete and perfect. There is no lacking. But intensity may grow. So Krishna creates this. And also, there are some Mathura Vasi who actually will be thinking and going to Vrindavan join. Just like 16,000 queens. You ever wonder that anybody has the power to kidnap the queens? Impossible. How is that they got lost? Arjuna lost his power to protect them. Because, very nicely explained by Sanatana Goswami Pada, that they end up of hearing from Uddhava and they had a strong attachment to serve Radharani. And they all became followers of Radharani in Golok Vrindavan. 108, they are eternal queens. But 16,000 is a transition. From awe and reverence, you evoke submission. When submission is complete, then you are attracted to the sweet aspect of God. Then it evokes affection. So this is exactly what happened. So Krishna, I will end with this. So Krishna was there, and Krishna remembers his mother and father, what they told one time. He said, the day we will have a purificatory ceremony, I'll give you the first arm, Mother Yashoda says. Remember that. Of course, Maya, Maya, I will remember that. And then all of a sudden, the purificatory ceremony started, and then Krishna is thinking, okay, I'm going to go to get this, because the whole mess, you know, everything happened, so many things, he killed Kubalaya, Peter, I mean, it's like a big deal. So some clarification, purification has to take place. At that time, Krishna all of a sudden remember his mother, and then he's thinking, this ceremony, I'm going to now ask for something, but my mother is not here. Mother, mother, he started crying, and Devaki is thinking, I'm here. What is looking? I'm here. I'm here. She's thinking, I'm the mother. I'm here. She's saying, I'm here. But Krishna is crying, Maya, Maya, Maya. And then he fainted. Oh, some brainwashing has to be done. He's too absorbed by the, what do you call, foster parents. He's too much brainwashed. He thinks that's his mother. Then after a few days they had another ceremony where Krishna all of a sudden, because every day Krishna, before he goes to the cow pasture, Nanda Maharaj has a very intimate relationship. You know, they test. Srila Prabhupada put this in Nectar Devotion, I'm sure you read. Sometime Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda sometime ask, oh, look at Krishna, so beautiful. Look at his coming. So Nanda Maharaj went there and sat there, and Mother Yashoda sitting here. So both are thinking, he's going to come to me or come to her, come to him or her. So Krishna comes in a speed like going to go both. Then all of a sudden he changed, comes to Mother Yashoda first. Because he loves Yashoda, he has a different relation. And with Nanda Maharaj, different relation. So before cow pasturing every day, he would say, I'm ready to go now. And Nanda Baba, take out betel leaf. Betel, you know, palm. Everybody familiar? In Mayapur they offer. In Alacho we don't, I don't think we offer palm. In Mayapur they do. But we generally don't take because it's toxic, you can say, intoxicating. So Nanda Maharaj chew a palm and put it in the mouth of Krishna and he will chew that palm whole day. It's such an affection. When you chew the palm inside, it produces a nectar. And Nanda Maharaj take it out from his mouth, put it, shoves in Krishna's mouth, and Krishna loves it. But today, Vasudeva Maharaj never grown up that relation. So Krishna is looking, where is my Baba? Where is my Baba? Where is my father? I want the betel leaf. Betel leaf is there, Vasudeva Maharaj is there, but it is not happening. So Krishna fainted also. After that, they had an emergency meeting. Krishna Balaram must go to get a brainwash and learn lesson how to be Kshatriya. He is too much into Vaishya. He has to be transformed back. Of course, there is no such thing, but still the feeling is there. That's the reason why he went to Sandipani Muni's ashram. And I ran out of time. Sorry. Let's end with this. Is that okay? Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Yes, Prabhu.
You said something that once the soul left the body, it's not possible to bring back the person to life. But we've seen, I mean, other persons, he did this, right? Like Lord.
Yeah, Krishna brought the son back.
But Lord Shiva did that, Jesus did that, Devala did that.
It's not a big deal.
Huh?
It's not a big deal. Even till today, some yogi in Himalaya area, they leave this world, looks like, for 7 days, and people test. Recently they tested, they like left, but, and then they come back.
It's possible.
It's not really a big deal. It's possible by yogic power. But for Krishna, of course, he is Yogeshwar.
Yeah, because I think the purport or either you said it was not, it's almost impossible.
It is impossible for ordinary, yes. It is impossible for everybody except powerful personality like that. Yes, Prabhu.
I noticed in the verse, the word for the region of Yamaraj was Panchajana. And I remember the demon that Krishna
killed.
Went and killed was Panchajanya. And that becomes his conch shell is Panchajanya.
Yeah.
What's the relationship, if you know, or anything there?
He was ruling that.
Oh, he was ruling the kingdom of Yamaraj.
You know, when the Jodhu dynasty, they left this world after fighting, killing each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know where it happened? Prabhas. Mm-hmm. Not in Dwarka. We should be very careful on this. In Dwarka, Dwarka is the eternal dham. This fighting never took place in Dwarka. It is very specific, our Acharya said. It's in Prabhas. Prabhas is a place where actually end of the annihilation, everything goes through that. When somebody dies, also they go through this. There is a special arrangement that every soul has to pass through there. It's a prabhas. Now in the Jodhu Vamsa, they are not the relative of Krishna who died. They are not relative. They are the demigod expansion. That they have to go back to demigod place. So they are the one who got destroyed. But it appears like Jodhu Vamsa. So there's Prabhas place, that's where this Panchajanna is there.
Panch demon. Huh?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Okay, any other? Or we can close here. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Sandipani Muni ki jai, Krishna Balaram ji ki jai.